Dead Like You by Peter James. Read by William Gaminara. Thursday, the 25th of December, 1997. We all make mistakes. Mostly trivial stuff, like forgetting to return a phone call. But sometimes we make the kind of mistake that could cost us our life. The kind of mistake Rachel Ryan made. And she had a long time to reflect on it. If she'd been less drunk. If it hadn't begun to rain. If there hadn't been a queue of 100 equally drunk revellers at the taxi rank in Brighton's East Street at 2 a.m. on Christmas morning. If her flat hadn't been within walking distance. If she'd listened to Tracy and Jade telling her that there were plenty of taxis, that it would only be a short wait. His whole body stiffened with excitement. After 2 hours of watching, the woman he'd been waiting for was turning into the street, on foot and alone. Perfect. She was wearing a miniskirt with a shawl around her shoulders and looked a little unsteady from drink and from the height of her shoes. His kind of shoes, high-heeled with ankle straps. Very sexy shoes. She was his kind of woman. Rachel glanced at her watch. 2:35. Tugging her mobile from her bag, she rang Jade's number. Jade said they were still waiting in the queue. Rachel told her she was almost home. "Hope Santa's good to you, Rach," Jade said. "And tell him not to forget the batteries if he brings you a vibrator." "Sod off," she said with a grin. Then she slipped the phone back into her bag and stumbled on. She was too drunk not to think it was odd that at almost 3 on Christmas morning, a man in a baseball cap...